the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear listeners, previously we started talking about the things we should not pray for to the Almighty Allah, and the most important of them was asking from the Almighty Allah the things which are in contrary to the norms of the Almighty Allah established in this universe and life. The Almighty Allah has said in the Holy Quran, وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, and you will never find any revision in Almighty Allah's precedent. The reason is that this system, the system of sunan and norms prevailing in the universe, is the embodiment of Allah's will, which is not to be changed and is not to be violated, since the role of our supplication, the role of praying to the Almighty Allah, is the role of being close to the Almighty Allah's mercy. The prayer is among the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy for His servants, and its role is to try to attract the will of Allah in favor of the supplicant.
Alhamdulillah, khaliq al-khalq, basit al-rizq, faliq al-asbah, dhil jalali wal-ikram, wal-fadli wal-in'am, alladhi ba'uda fala yura, wa qaruba fashahida al-najwa.
So, the norms are not different from each other, and they are not to be violated, since they are all the manifestations of the Almighty Allah's mercy and wisdom. Shu'aib narrates that once he told Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I pray to Allah to make me independent of His creatures. He said, Allah has distributed the provision and rizq of whoever He wishes in the hands of whoever He wills among His creatures. Rather, ask Him to make you independent of such a need which compels you to be in need of the mean among His creatures. So, this is the better thing to ask from the Almighty Allah based on Imam Sadiq alayhi salam's order. Based on this understanding of the prayer, we find that the Islamic texts clearly define the realistic sphere of supplication, and they are trying to take it out of the unrealistic and imaginary realms. These texts are emphasizing on a very important reality regarding a Muslim's way of life, the way his efforts and activities ought to be real and far from fantasy. Similarly, his prayer has to be within the same realistic framework. And if it wasn't for this, we could have asked the Almighty Allah for all the change possible in our minds, and that would ruin the laws and the orders established in this universe, and then nothing could be predictable. It is narrated that an old man from Sham once asked Imam Ali alayhi salam. He went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, which of the supplications is the most erroneous? Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, praying for that which cannot happen. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, by saying this phrase, praying for things which cannot happen is talking about those things which stand outside the framework of the common norms of the Almighty Allah in human life. So whatever stands outside of these norms, thinking about it and trying to achieve it is something unrealistic. And that's what Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about. Not to ask for a change and revision in Almighty Allah's precedent and sunnah.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad obaz bala vakas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
The Holy Quran says, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And you will never find any revision in Allah's precedent and sunnah. So, we have to know these sunan, ruling, governing, and establishing in this universe. And then we should start moving towards the Almighty Allah, getting closer to Him by our supplications. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, whoever asks beyond his capacity, beyond his qadr, deserves to be deprived. And that thing which is beyond one's capacity could possibly mean wishing for the things that are unrealistic. Dear listeners, we need to remind you that in this regard we have gathered great help from the article Supplication in the Eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in the website al-islam.org. Thank you for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.